I had been talking about getting a camera for a while.
A surprise from his girlfriend while their relationship was clicking.
How long did the camera remain in your possession?
About a year and a half.
But
I gave my daughter the camera.
As a gift?
No.
Should this ex change his focus?
From a moral perspective, I would think twice about keeping it. You will never take a happy picture with it.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
21-year-old Patricia Bachmeier and her father Jerome are suing Patricia's ex-boyfriend, 21-year-old Alec Eisman, for the return of a camera.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 511 on the calendar in the matter of Bachmeier versus Eisman.
Thank you.
Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
How old are you, Ms. Bachmeier?
I'm 21 years old.
How long was Mr. Eisman your boyfriend?
2.5 years.
And was in an exclusive relationship for the two of you?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. On what day, Mr. Eisman, did this camera that's the subject of this case first come into your possession?
It was 2 summers ago, close to the end of the summer, probably sometime in August.
August of 2016?
Yes.
I'd like you to tell me the circumstances surrounding the camera coming into your possession.
Yes, Your Honor. Well, she arrived at my house one day, and she had a bag with her. And within that bag was a wrapped box.
Objection. It was not wrapped.
Just a second.
Okay.
That was a foolish thing to say, actually.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We were in my room, and she gave me the wrapped box, to which I peeled back and eventually found that there was a Canon name printed on it.
On a box?
On a box, yes. And I had been talking about getting a camera for a while. I'd even asked her at one point. I knew that her dad was into photography. I asked her if maybe he would be able to give me a camera at some point. You know, maybe I could pay $400, $500 for a cheap camera of his, because he does have a lot. I started looking on Craigslist after. I couldn't find one through him. Wasn't able to find anything on Craigslist for a price I was willing to pay. And I kind of just forgot about it for a couple weeks until she came with the gift to my house.
With the camera?
With the camera, yes.
That's in August of 2016?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how long did the camera remain in your possession starting from August of 2016?
About a year and a half.
I want you to think carefully. Until what month and year?
It was right after well, 3 weeks after we had broken up, so sometime late March of 2017.
And during that year and a half, did you use the camera?
Yes.
Did you take photographs that you shared with the plaintiff?
Yes, I did, actually. I sent her, after we had broken up, I sent her pictures.
Not after. I'm talking about during the time you were together. You took pictures together?
Yeah, we took pictures together.
Using that camera?
Yes.
Okay. And you never heard from her father?
No,
about
not once.
The camera?
Never a call, never a text, anything.
And you never called, texted, or wrote to him about the camera?
No, ma'am, I did not.
How many cameras do you have, Mr. Bachmeier?
Without that one, I have 2.
So you had 3 cameras?
Yes, ma'am.
Altogether?
That's correct.
So it's not as if you have 50?
No.
You have 3?
Yes, ma'am.
And where do you keep the other 2?
In my closet.
Where in the closet?
I have a 3-stack shelf. And I have all my cameras there.
Well, you had 3 cameras there until August of 2016, and then you only had 2 cameras.
That's correct.
So it's clear to me that in a year and a half, you would have noticed that one of the cameras was missing.
Yes, ma'am.
And did you notice from August of 2016 until March of 2017 that the camera was missing?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, if the camera was missing, it was either stolen or something happened to it, so I assume you found out what happened with the camera. Tell me when you found out that the camera was missing and who did you have a discussion with?
I gave my daughter the camera in January or February of 2016.
As a gift?
No. She called me from college, and she asked me if I had an extra camera that her and Alec could borrow to take pictures, because she was involved in doing rock climbing, ice climbing, different events that they wanted to participate in, and they wanted to take pictures of. And I said, yes, you can borrow that.
Fine. So as far as a third person was concerned, your daughter had control, if nothing else was said, of that camera.
That's correct.
And your daughter came home from college when?
I honestly don't remember.
Listen to me, Ms. Bachmeier, because I can find out easily. When did you come home from college?
I came home in May.
May of 2016?
That's correct.
And did you stay at home?
Yes.
for the summer and for the next year?
For the 2016 summer, I stayed and worked at home, and then I went back to school in the fall.
When you stayed and worked at home from May until the fall, the camera was not with you?
That's correct.
That's correct. Okay. So, Mr. Bachmeier, now your daughter is home May, June, July, August, at least 4 months, and the camera that you turned over to her is not there.
I have something to say. Okay.
Did you ask her where the camera was?
No.
Weren't you curious? She brought home her stuff from college.
She did not live with me at the time.
Who did she live with?
Her mother.
Whether she lived with you or not, are you telling me you didn't see her from May until September?
I've seen her not that much, no. Not over that summer. She was working at the city, and her and Alec were hanging out a lot.
So Mr. Eisman was home too?
Yes, ma'am. They both worked together at the same company.
And then you went back to school in September?
Correct.
Now, camera stayed in Mr. Eisman's possession until after you broke up.
Correct.
And you broke up in March of 2017.
Yes, ma'am.
And then what happened with the camera?
I asked for it back in May.
Okay, so March, April, and May, you said to him, what?
I would like to use the camera when I go to Hawaii.
Would like to use it when I go to Hawaii.
Correct.
And he said?
Sure, that's fine. And so I kept it.
Just a second.
Okay.
So I would like to use it, mm-hmm. and he gave it back to you. Not in March, not April, but in May. And when were you going to Hawaii?
I believe in May. It could have been April, though, also. I'm not sure.
So he said sure, and mm-hmm. he gave it
yes.
to you. And then what happened?
And then he asked to use it before I went to Vietnam.
So you came back from
Correct.
Hawaii in April or May.
Yep.
And don't cross your hands now. He asked for the camera back.
Right.
When did he ask for the camera back?
Late August.
In August, so you would have the camera May, June, and July.
Correct.
So he said, I want the camera back.
No, he said, I would like to use it if you're not going to use it when you go to Southeast Asia.
And you said?
I said that would be okay. And I have text message proof of this.
I'd like to take a look at your text message.
Sure.
Oh. Stay here.
Stay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not convincing, Ms. Bachmeier.
He never says not, my camera or not, uses
not,
any.
Not convincing.
I'd just like to point out.
It's not, just a second, not convincing.
Okay.
So you still have the camera. That's
yes,
what the
I
case
do.
Is about. Okay. It's clear to me that she made a gift to you of the camera.
I did not and make a gift of the camera.
Now it's time for it to be over, and it's time for me to rule based upon what you showed me and what I've heard. That the camera has been, but for a brief period of time, in his sole possession for the last almost 2 years.
It wasn't in his sole possession.
You didn't hear what I said.
Oh.
You were too busy. That being said, and I believe it was a gift, it's an expensive item. Now, Mr. Eisman, while you and Ms. Bachmeier were together, did you give her any very expensive items?
Yeah, I did get her
Like what?
I got her some Birkenstocks for her.
Birkenstock?
Yeah. I mean, compared to the camera.
Just a second. I'm asking you a question. Don't be a wise guy.
Yeah.
I'm asking you a question because this is your mother sitting here.
Yes.
So if your mom is being a reasonable person and trying to instill responsibility in her child and a sense of morality and fair play, I'm sure your mother would say the same thing to you. Otherwise, she's not.
Yes.
If you and the plaintiff had exchanged expensive presents mm-hmm. over the course of your two-year relationship, you bought her expensive earrings. The only thing she had to give to you was an expensive camera that you
yes.
wanted. You bought her a watch. She bought you cufflinks. That kind of exchange of expensive presents, then I would say, you know what? I'm not asking her for the return of the jewelry that I bought for her, and she gave me the camera. Do you follow me?
Yes.
Just a sec. I'm just asking you if you follow
yes,
me. Yes, good. So we're talking about not legal, we're talking about mm-hmm. teaching your child morality.
Correct.
And if you're talking about teaching your child morality, that means he broke up with his girlfriend who gave, or she broke up with him, however that happened, and she has the only expensive item that they ever exchanged was a camera. And if the relationship is no longer viable, and if that's the only expensive item, a moral person would say, you want the camera back, you don't want me to appear foolish, he'd give her the camera back and wouldn't make a fuss about it. And you look like a nice lady who spends money on jewelry, you'd manage to put together a couple of bucks and buy your son a camera if he wanted it. That's it. That's the moral end of it. The legal end of it is, I believe you made him a gift, and I believe you want it back because the relationship is no longer viable, and I'm not so sure that you weren't sort of trying to remain friends even after the official breakup in March. And that's why we're here today. In any event, I think from a legal perspective, the camera belongs to you, sir. From a moral perspective, I would think twice about keeping it. You will never take a happy picture with it. Mm-hmm. There's a karma in this world, and you won't take a happy picture with it. We're done. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I think she's correct. I think she made a really good point that it is...
I mean, it's kind of what I expected from the start. It's not like she didn't give me a gift.
Would be the moral thing for him to give it back to me because it's the only expensive gift that we have exchanged.
I don't know why she was trying to say it wasn't.
Well, it wasn't a gift. I never wrapped it, but...
Told me that she actually got it through her uncle, so it's a bunch of baloney that she got it from her dad. That's what I heard.
I've learned to not lend people your expensive things that you need back in high emotional situations.
I thought it was interesting what she said about, you know, karma coming back to bite you.
Pull back. Karma will bite you if you're not.
Because I think this is karma for her, in a way.
If you're not doing the right thing.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Berman versus Edmonds. Step forward.
Teacher Jennifer Berman is suing Andrea Edmonds for tutoring Andrea's son.
Ms. Berman, you were tutoring Miss Edmonds' son in what courses?
Chemistry and algebra.
And his mother retained you when?
In October of 2017.
When did you start tutoring him?
Soon after she contacted me.
Date?
I'm not sure off the top of my head.
It was October 17th.
And what was the financial arrangement you worked out with his mother?
She would pay me $50 per hour.
Is that the arrangement?
Yes, ma'am.
And when you started on October 17th, what's your name?
Benjamin Edmonds.
Did Benjamin come to your house or did you go to his house?
Neither. We met at a coffee shop up the street.
Is there any reason for that?
Convenience.
Whose convenience? It's more convenient for him to meet at his house.
Correct. I wasn't able to travel there, and due to my work and schedule, we agreed to meet at the coffee shop.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Benjamin, listen to me. I didn't pass chemistry, and I had my chemistry teacher as my tutor. And I became a relatively successful person. If it's not your thing, I'm sure you have certain things that are your thing.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Teacher Jennifer Berman says Andrea Edmonds owes for tutoring services for her son.
Now, when you agreed to meet at the coffee shop starting October 17th, did you discuss that with his mother?
Yes. She drove him.
Okay, so it required her getting into the car.
Correct.
So she had to bring him to the coffee shop. Now, did all of the tutoring sessions in October and November all take place at the coffee shop?
I believe towards the end of November, we started having hybrid. So we were meeting both at the coffee shop and online, but depending on Andrea's work schedule.
Because she had to drive him?
Correct.
When did you start meeting online totally?
The beginning of January.
Yeah.
And it's that period of time, all during the time of October, November, and December, when you would meet with Benjamin, you were paid your $50 an hour.
Correct.
It's the January bills that are at issue?
Not all of them. So we met hybrid part of January, the first half of January. So we were also meeting at the coffee shop at that time. So when we met at the coffee shop, she would pay me at that time.
Pay you at that time for your meetings in the coffee shop?
In addition to meeting online.
So she did, in fact, pay you online?
Yes.
For the online payments in January?
For some of them.
More than one?
Yes.
Okay. And Ms. Edmonds, you had to have known you were paying for some online payments because you weren't driving him and he can't drive.
Yes.
So you knew that at least some of the tutorial sessions were being conducted online.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What months are we here in court today about?
January, the second half. We started meeting on January 18th to study for his midterm. And our last day meeting together for the midterm was on January 24th. However, after his midterm, after he failed his midterm,
okay,
we met for an additional session in January.
After the midterm?
After the midterm.
Did you meet online or in person?
Yes, online.
So starting on the 18th, you never met in person?
Correct.
You only met online?
Correct.
Why?
because of Andrea's work schedule, she was not able to drive him to Starbucks to meet me.
And you discussed that with her?
Correct.
And you acknowledge that part of the sessions with Benjamin were done online, and you acquiesced to those being done online because you paid her in December and January. It was the period of time after mid-January when she was not paid because you were not meeting in person, and after Benjamin failed both of his midterms, that you didn't pay her.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Now, Officer Byrd, I don't know about you in chemistry and algebra.
I did well.
Did you?
Oh, yes.
Did you?
Oh,
did you?
Yes.
See, his brain works that way. I don't know what you do with chemistry or algebra.
Play Jeopardy.
He has that kind of brain.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Teacher Jennifer Berman says Andrea Edmonds owes for tutoring services for her son.
Now, it was the period of time after mid-January, after Benjamin failed both of his midterms, that you didn't pay her.
It was 8 sessions in 1 week to prepare for the midterm.
It was that were, sessions, Your Honor.
That were not paid. And
just
I had...
Just a second. Well,
yes,
Ms.
Ma'am.
Edmonds, let me ask you this question.
Yes, ma'am.
You say I didn't pay because she was tutoring him online, but you knew about the online. Not after the fact, before the fact. You knew about online because sometimes you couldn't bring him, and you paid her when she did tutor him online in November or December, part of January. You did, in fact, pay her for those hours she spent with Benjamin, and I'm sure that you conferred with Benjamin and say, did you, in fact, spend this time with Ms. Berman online? And you paid her for the online payment, so it's not as if you didn't know about them. You knew about them. So this is my question to you. If he had passed the midterms, would you have paid her?
Yes, ma'am.
Rock, you owe her $450 because that's the amount of time she spent with him. Listen, if he had passed the midterms, you would have paid her because it would have been, in your mind, successful. Benjamin, listen to me.
No.
I didn't pay. Oh, yes.
I'm sorry.
Benjamin, listen to me. I didn't pass chemistry. And I had my chemistry teacher as my tutor. And I became a relatively successful person. If it's not your thing, I'm sure you have certain things that are your thing. I squeaked by algebra, I don't know how. Sometimes the best efforts, if your brain doesn't work in that way, because you look like a nice boy, I'm sure you do okay in certain subjects in school.
Yeah.
What subjects? Stand next to your mother.
I usually do well in English.
Okay.
Most of the time I do well in history.
You're engineering?
Yeah, and engineering.
You say you do okay. You get C's or better?
I usually get C's.
But you pass?
Yeah, I pass.
Okay. Do you apply yourself in those subjects?
When I can, yes. Yeah. I am going to admit that I don't always, but however, I did apply myself when I was being tutored by Jen.
You did. You tried.
I tried.
You tried.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, it's not her fault. Your brain doesn't work that way. And it doesn't mean that you can't be a most successful human being and a most successful person. Now, Officer Byrd, I don't know about you in chemistry and algebra.
I did well.
Did you?
Oh,
no,
yes.
Did you?
Oh,
did you?
Yes.
See, his brain works that way. He has that kind of brain. I don't know what you do with chemistry or algebra.
Play Jeopardy.
I don't know what you do with it. You help me with math every once in a while. You have to pay the bill, Ms. Edmonds. $450. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
If you would hire somebody to cut your lawn and your lawn looks horrible.
When you have a personal trainer at a gym and you meet with a trainer once or twice a week.
You wouldn't pay the bill.
And the trainer gives you exercises to do in between sessions and the trainer gives you an exercise program.
And I don't believe that we're responsible.
And you don't follow them, then you're not going to get the results you want. And that's exactly what happened in this session.
For a week of cramming sessions, where the result was an F.
Did not come prepared. He had every excuse in the book. He had to go to the bathroom. His computer was upgrading.
I just didn't feel that it was our responsibility whatsoever.
He did not prepare ahead of time, so the preparation is really on his end.